Ron, give me an idea about what a typical ceremony would be like. Let's say, and I guess it's become sort of a tourist thing where more people come down to Peru to see you specifically for this, right?
Yes, it has become a very big tourist attraction. I've heard there's about 10,000 tourists per year come to Iquitos just to experience ayahuasca.
And it's people who need healing in what? What kind of help are they looking for, or what kind of spiritual guidance?
Many people are coming for a confirmation that there is more to life than what really meets the eye. Maybe a confirmation of God or something more spiritual.
And there's many people
that come with many illnesses, cancer, for example. And I have seen people cured of cancer, but nothing's 100%.
Meaning you have cured people of cancer?
I had a lady many years ago that when I was with Don Augustine, she come with ovarian cancer. And Don Augustine said the reason I came was to cure her. And in a ceremony, me and a spirit entered her body and cured her.
And she's alive today?
She's alive today.
Victoria, you're going to add something?
Yes. What I did want to mention was that there is a great deal of ayahuasca tourism, and there are indigenous shamans, but they're generally now in these big retreats are Westerners who help facilitate. But in Ron's case, he is one of the only Westerners who has become a shaman himself.
Meaning these other ones are like you have a Westerner who's like the master of ceremonies, but you still need the real deal to carry it through.
Well, I consider Ron one of the real deals, but they just call him the gringo shaman, and he has accepted that. But generally, there are Westerners who help guide other, Americans and foreigners into the process, because it is difficult to step into it if you don't know the language and the fear, of course, of taking ayahuasca. With Ron, you can deal directly with him. You don't need an interpreter.
So it's people that come down who, not necessarily all of them have a disease they want cured. It's people who are curious, who are intellectually curious, spiritually curious.
Well, I've talked to many people who are in ceremonies with me, and many of them are professionals with degrees, and they're having problems in their life, and they just cannot understand it, that their life is not working for them. Many of them have depression and just cannot be lifted from what is bothering them.
So, Ron, is it the kind of thing where I've got a broken heart, some woman broke my heart, I need to get out of my funk, or they're looking for meaning in life? Let's say they're different people looking for different things. Do you mix a different batch of something to help them?
No, they drink the same medicine, but through the Icaros, the songs of the plants, and the spirits working through, we work on the person. We work with perfumes. We work with blowing smoke. And this expels the bad energy and makes it go away. I've had two people who had seen psychiatrists for over a year with no results. Drank ayahuasca with me one time. Have never seen a psychiatrist again.
It is transformational. There is something about it. And, Ron, what's interesting is that ayahuasca does not accept everyone.
No.
I mean, I was in my first ceremony with Ron, and there was a woman in her 70s.
Yeah, in her late 70s.
In late 70s, you remember?
Yeah.
And she didn't purge and had no visions. And yet I just laid back because I couldn't move for hours. And most other people in the group were experiencing intense visions, yet ayahuasca was not the path for her.
And that happens many times. Something that keeps me very interested in ayahuasca, every time I drink, I never know what's going to happen.
Meaning like the drug itself or these spirits, whatever you want to call it, says this is not for you.
That's right. And it's a medicine, wouldn't you say, Ron?
It is medicine. We don't like to refer to it as a drug. Because It cleans the body. It cleans the spirit. It cleans the mind. It has the capabilities of healing many different diseases.
You could see how, and I'm sure both of you heard this, okay, this is what's going on. This is Americans with too much money on their hands going down to South America to get loaded.
Oh, no. No, this is, no. First of all, it's there's a purge, and there it's a lot of suffering. It's not fun.
No, it's nothing recreational.
And it doesn't taste good. Ron, I don't know how you have. You take it so you drink it so much because it really is difficult to drink.
For my first couple of years of my studies, almost every time I drank, I asked myself, "My God, why do I drink this stuff?"
Does it make you sick?
But it's not. You're not nauseous. It just comes, and you feel so clean afterwards. A big reason I drink it because in my father's side of the family. My father, I've had two brothers, all three have died from pancreatic cancer. So I drink it a lot for my health, and they died at a very young age.
John just gave me a note that said the guy, one of the gentlemen that drank with us, was an Israeli MD. He was a cardiologist, and it just transformed his life.
Yeah, it's changed many people's lives.
Yeah, and it's given him information, medical information that he needed.
Ron, walk me through this. What do you do to prepare? Say three, four people show up. They want to go through a ceremony. What do you do in preparing for it?
Okay, let me go through this. So I drink at 9 o'clock at night. We form a circle. I have my altar prepared. The first thing I do, I blow tobacco smoke around the room to create a safe, sacred space. Then I bless the medicine, say a prayer. I always ask permission from God to work and to give thanks to the plants. then we drink the medicine. The effects can start anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour. Usually within 10 minutes, I start singing. This is to call the spirits. Many times, the strength of the medicine depends on the person working with it. It's a strong purgative. Normally, can be at both ends.
Gee, it sounds great so far.
Yeah, it's really great. The visions come on. One never knows. It's an inward journey. It's many times like a mirror, makes us have to look deep inside ourselves. Many people who've had traumatic childhoods are able to look back and see these things, and through the purging helps clean their body, the mind of these problems, so they can move forward with their life. So I sing throughout the ceremony. I play instruments. I drum. Then at the end, I come around. I blow smoke on everybody because the body is very open in the state of ayahuasca. So any negative energy in the body is to expel that